This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What is going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Anime Boys podcast. Yo, it has been a fucking minute since I have been on the podcast. Abe and Jay held the down on an episode recently. Go ahead and check that out. But it's been a minute since I've been on, and there's a lot of reasons. And I feel like I always open up with that, and it's funny, and because like I've told countless stories about like depression and so many like different reasons why like we don't have been putting out as frequently of episodes. Now, if you're a creator out there, someone that does creative things, you know that can be straining, and you know it can be tough for you to like just stay on this path, like this path that you want to stay on creating, and you know you want to put out as much content, you feel like it's not the best, you get yourself into this hole. And even for people that like don't do creative stuff, if you're working your 9-to-5 job but you have to set deadlines for yourself, you know you can get stuck in these ruts. And I want to say for probably the past year I've been in like this creative and just really shitty rut that I feel like I've put myself in, and it's tough, you know. And you know, like there was a tweet the other day, or it was an Instagram post from a friend of mine, and he was like, and he's a creator as well, but he's like, I go about 2 weeks or 2 months, like he's creating his content every day. Then he's like 2 weeks off and he's in this like this weird place. And it's like you kind of hit a brick wall and you don't know what to do. I kind of started to think about myself in that. And I don't know if anyone else can relate to that out, you know, in the Anime Boys world. I relate that in a way where I go about a month or like a couple, like a handful of weeks within a month. Like, we're putting up two episodes out a week. It's like me reading Rose, or just me and Abe, Jay and Abe. And then we get put into these times where it's like 2 months off. And I hate it, because this is genuinely what I like to do. I genuinely like coming on a mic. I love talking. I love talking about anime. I love telling stories. I was recently posting some stuff on Instagram about some of, because we've been doing this since 2018, 2017. I was recently reposting some of the old episodes, and some of them were like anime based, and some of them were just stories of our lives that I love telling stories. I feel like haven't lived like this crazy life, but I've done enough stuff where I can tell stories for hours. I can sit here and talk on this mic and just tell fucking stories forever. And I just enjoy talking about anime. Like, I went to Chili's last night and I could have sat there with this person and just talked. And talk. Now, is that a little bit of an obsession? Yeah, but if you love something, you don't want to talk about it. So like I said, I'm trying my hardest to get out of this rut. And if you guys have any recommendations of things to do, let us know. You know, we haven't really been posting a lot of stuff on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter as well, but trying to do more, trying to find a new format and ways to put it. I've been connecting with a lot of people that want to help with the podcast. And I'm hopefully going to be able to get with them, and they'll put me on this path of creating again, just doing what I love. And I hopefully, like, if you guys have ways to get yourself out of it, fucking do it. But there was this one thing that I really want to bring up, and we'll get into some anime talk. This won't be a long episode. This is just me, and it's tough to sit here by yourself and talk forever. I can talk for hours with somebody else, but I don't know. I watched this video the other day that kind of, it brought me back into wanting to do. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to come on here by myself, but this video I'm about to show y'all, or y'all about to listen to, really kind of got me out of bed and was like, fuck it, we need to get out there, we need to fucking do it. It's going to be hard, it's tough to get out of bed every day and create the things that you love to do, but this video helped me. hopefully, if you guys aren't of age, if you guys watch a lot of Toonami growing up, you know, Tom, I'm just going to play it. A lot of the stuff that, like I said, and you don't realize it now when you're watching it back in the 90s, because I feel like sometimes our mental like capacity and the way we process stuff, you don't process it till later. But this was a quote from Toonami, Tom, if you guys are used to the host of Toonami.
This, when you get older, sometimes things don't always turn out the way you hoped they would.
Reality can be cruel, and it often strikes without warning.
Responsibilities can take over, and endless possibilities start to narrow.
Doesn't your own life matter to you at all?
Of course my life matters to me, but not just mine. Everyone's.
So you gotta do what you gotta do. Handle that business. But keep your dreams intact.
Someday, I'll prove I'm the strongest Saiyan in the universe.
Fine.
It's never too late to suit up and take the journey to make those dreams a reality.
It's all coming back to me now. This is the feeling I've been looking for.
Believe in yourself. Create your own destiny. Don't fear failure. It's all as true today as when you were 12.
Don't take away my chance to prove what I can do.
Now get cracking.
Wish me luck.
The truth is,
So I listened to that, and I was like, the one thing that I always take out of it, because, you know, I hate inspirational speakers, and I hate that, but when I listened to Tom, you got to keep your dreams intact, and you got to be able to just get up every day, and it's going to be tough, but you have to go chase what you want to do and do what you have to do. And I also, I've been listening to a lot of older Dragon Ball Z, and if you love Dragon Ball Z, you know, Goku, the main character, but Vegeta, the pride that he has as a Saiyan and a lot of the quotes that come out of that, that is like been really getting me and be like, fuck it, let's go out and do it. Let's go out and create. So if you guys listen to that and anything you guys can take from that, I highly, highly recommend that. Like, get up, go out there, have a great time, you know, do what you want to do, but you just got to do it. Like I said, sometimes life's going to get in the way, but you just got to do it. So like I said, we're going to be a quick little episode today, but some anime stuff I do want to talk about. We want to talk about One Piece, Dragon Ball Super, and then two or three new animes that I've been talking about. Let's start with One Piece. So, and this actually ties in with Dragon Ball Super as well, and Toy Animation. Toy Animation got hacked a couple months ago. We did talk about it, two or three episodes ago. They didn't have a lot of information out at the time, but now we've gotten more information that's come out. So they were hacked. A lot of content and episodes were held up at ransom. But what it looked like would happen, someone in the team of Toy Animation was downloading something to able to... they were attempting to... It was something to hold info, like a cloud-based service. End up hacking it. They get the episodes. There's a ransom out for the episodes. Toy Animation's like, fuck it. We're not gonna do what you want to do. But what ended up happening, like, hey, we're gonna put a lot of episodes on hold. Dragon Ball Super movie, Dragon Ball Super Superheroes was put on hold. One Piece just didn't come out with an episode, but the episode that came out 2 weeks ago, oh man, that was, and if you guys have seen it, episode 1015, I believe, is what it was. Give me 1 second, I'm gonna edit this. So the episode 1118 or 15 came out, and it was probably one of the best visual One Piece episodes that had ever been out. The animation style was different. And if you're an anime watcher only, you don't understand this reference. I feel like you might now if you're on TikTok a lot, but Roof Piece is about to start. What that means is that, like, Luffy, Kid, Law, Zoro, they've all made it to the rooftop of where Kaido's hideout is, and him and Big Mom are on there, and it's about to get crazy. Like, you'll have Sanji versus Queen, Zoro versus King, and then you have Law and Kid versus Big Mom, and then obviously Luffy versus Kaido, which is going to be a long ass battle. But this like, I felt like this episode needed to happen because the pacing of the anime is garbage. And I've talked about it for fucking months, and I've talked about it for years, actually, that the manga pacing is so much better, and then the anime pacing is really, really bad. But this episode really brought everything together with, you know, the backstory. You see, you have Whitebeard, Odin, you have Ace, and you have Sabo, and then you have them all there looking at Luffy being like, in seeing the comparisons with Roger, and you have Yamato, Kaido's son, pretty much reading Odin's book and being like, that's why she's, because she heard Ace had a whole connection, but she was so connected to Luffy from her stories, or Ace's stories about Luffy to Yamato, but then reading Odin's book and be like, whoa, those two can be the same person. I see the connection of Roger and Luffy. And so that entire backstory with that watercolor style that you don't see in One Piece was a beautiful. Now, that animation will probably not last, but what we got from that was amazing. And then we have Luffy pretty much standing up to Kaido and Big Mom. And I felt like they were foreshadowing, because if you're caught up with the manga, and spoilers ahead, like, you find out that Luffy has the Nika Nika fruit model, or he's not the Gomu Gomu Nimi. He has the Nika fruit, the Sun God Nika. That's what his fruit is about. That's a whole nother backstory. We can kind of go into the backstory of that. But he has like this god level fruit now. And the animation side with that, like the flames with the circles, they did that when he did Red Hawk. And I felt like that was them preparing us for that later. And then we won't get those episodes probably for about a year or two, honestly. I don't want to say 2 years, but. They're just preparing us for that. So I feel like the next episodes of One Piece are going to be something crazy. They're gonna be special. Like I said, we've already known that from the manga, but it's Wano is starting to really, like, these next episodes of Wano are gonna be awesome. Some stuff from the manga that came out, some confirmation stuff. So when we got confirmation that Gold D. Roger, King of the Pirates, did not have a devil fruit, that was, people always speculated for years, because I think in the past year, we finally got a lot of the backstory, which we still don't know a lot about Roger, which we do, of how he went to Raft Tail, you know, found the One Piece, but we don't have, like, what his powers were. He has the Defiant Departure that pretty much looked like Conqueror's Haki put into his sword, but we never knew if he had a devil fruit or not, and people... I was really happy that Roger did not have a devil fruit. And this is what Kaido is kind of explaining in the scene, that Kaido's explaining to Luffy, like, hey, you don't need an overpowered devil fruit to conquer the world. Roger did not have one. The people that will control this world are the people with the strongest will. And then pretty much your haki is connected to your will. I like that, because for this longest time in One Piece, you're like, hey, who's got the strongest OP fucking devil fruit? And the story confirmed Kaido's the strongest fucking character. But, you know, the Nomu no Mi, which Whitebeard had, which Blackbeard has now, and Blackbeard's fucking devil fruit is super overpowered. But now that you know that, like, and now that you know that Luffy has, like, the sun god fruit, in your mind, you're like, okay, who, they're just going to keep on leveling up these devil fruits. But now that you know that haki, which is like a armor, if anyone doesn't really watch a lot of One Piece and understand, like, it's like an armor coated, and if you have the strongest will, that makes your haki stronger, and then you have Conqueror's haki, then you have the King's coating, like, you have all of those things, like, whoever has the strongest will in that, you don't need an overpowered devil fruit, because you can have that plus a devil fruit, and you're like, okay, cool, you're fucking OP, but now you're like, hey, I don't need this devil fruit. So that confirmation on that was really good, to know that Roger did it without it. Luffy can keep powering up to gear 10. I don't give a fuck. Like, but it's like, if someone comes around with stronger haki or conquers haki or anything like that, they can defeat Luffy. I don't think anyone's going to do that. That's not great story writing. But yeah, that's where we're at with One Piece anime and manga. There's a lot of other stuff that's been happening. We'll get into deeper details. I mean, once I see Rose, he likes to, you know, break it all down. Another thing that came out, the Shanks movie, One Piece movie Red, came out, sitting on the One Piece train. I am excited for this movie because, one, Shanks comes around every, like, 10 to 15 years. But it's exciting to see that. Now, there's a little twist in it. If you haven't seen the trailer, I definitely go recommend it. Shanks has a daughter. And I'm like, Oda's confirmed that this is a canon movie, which is different because a lot of the One Piece movies are not canon. This is a canon style movie, which I could think they're doing that because of the success of Mugen Train. A lot of these anime movies that are going to be coming out soon are going to be canon. Shanks has a daughter. They got a lot of fucking explaining to do, and how is that going to tie into the One Piece manga, and then how is that going to tie into the storyline? I mean, the one, like, theory of Shanks is that Shanks is a villain in disguise. Like, he's working for the government. I don't know. If they did that, that would be a huge, like, it would have to be done correctly. And if it's done correctly, Shanks can end up being one of the best villains in anime history. But I just don't think that's, like, a good way of doing that. My good theory about Shanks is that he's Rox Dibek's son. Rox was the pirate captain of the Rox Pirates, which had Whitebeard, Kaido, Big Mom, which you still don't have a backstory on that, and I think they'll touch a little bit on this. But with the movie saying that Shanks has a daughter, I'm like, all right, where is this going to go? How is Luffy going to play into this? It's going to be strange. Like I said, Shanks is a very, like, and I think it's good that they've kept him. So, and we got a little backstory that he was on Goldie Rogers' ship crew, like, you know, and then him seeing the head of the world government. It's like, he's still so shrouded in mystery, but you can take that character anywhere. You can make him a villain. You can just make him, you know, an anti-hero. Like, you can, I don't know what you could do with it. And this movie has the chance to do that. There's just so many different routes that you could do it. Another theory is that he's Rox's son. Like, he, you know, Goldie Roger beat the Rox Pirates, but Rox had a son. It's Shanks. That's a cool idea, too. I don't know. But like I said, there's a lot of possibilities they have with this movie. And I think the movie's going to be great. I'm going to go see it. But it's like, when they said he had a daughter, I'm like, you're making it fucking hard. You're making it so fucking hard for me to be like, where are you going with this? So like I said, I'm excited to see that. Last One Piece news. I don't know if you guys have seen the photos of anything of the One Piece live action. A lot of photos have been coming out of it. The set looks great. I don't know what they're gonna do with it. But I am excited. I am excited for that. I mean, I'm gonna watch it. We'll see. Hopefully, it doesn't get the Cowboy Bebop treatment. Another little toy animation. Also, like I said, they pushed back the Dragon Ball Super movie, not by a lot. I think it still comes out in June or July. I'm recording in May. May as of right now. So we got like a month or two left. But the problem I had with it, and we talked about it a little bit on the last podcast, and they now kind of confirm where it sits in the storyline, because in the Dragon Ball Super superhero movie, still don't know who the villain is. I know it's Red Ribbon Army. There's androids involved. Where it sits in the timeline, because it's got Gohan and Piccolo, seems that they're going to get new forms, which I'm really happy about, because I've been watching a lot of like Cell Saga stuff, and even in the Android Saga and then the Buu Saga, Gohan was always on the cusp, of being great. And even like in the Battle of Power, the Tournament of Power arc, Gohan was just sitting on that, like, right there, like he's about to do something amazing, but he doesn't. I hope this movie, hopefully now this canon movie, does well for Gohan as a character. So, but they, Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball, the company, announced that they will be releasing the Super anime in 2023. It's going to follow the Mora arc. I'll probably do a whole breakdown on the Mora arc, because I'm still trying to catch up on it. I get the gist of it, things that happen, the power-ups, or the power leveling, like, you know, Vegeta going to Ultra Ego, or going to Ego, and then Goku attempting to master Ultra Instinct. But it's going to, this movie is going to sit after that. It's going to sit after this arc, or the Mora arc, that's still going on, I believe. I'm like, you're releasing it now. I just, and if I'm wrong on that, correct me, but what I've seen so far, that's kind of where it's going to be sitting. So I don't know, you know, like, and then also you throw in the mix of, you have these Goten and Trunks characters that, like, in Super, they really did not do anything. And in the Buu Saga, they were like playing such a huge role in it. So we're going to get a touch of that fusion. They're a little bit older now. You know, and if you guys ever watch GT, which I've been watching a lot of GT as well. I did not hate GT because the storyline of GT was good. I don't care what anyone says. It made sense about where it ended off in the Buu Saga. Super is also amazing. But Goten did not do a lot in Super, but Trunks played a pretty big part. So hopefully, now that Dragon Ball Super Super Heroes is a little bit more in the future, and it looks like Goten and Trunks are adults now, I'm excited to see where they play. We'll see Gotenks more, which is exciting because I think that Fusion was the first thing that we ever got canonized for Fusion. Like here, I have a little video from a TikToker that I think he kind of breaks down what I think about Goten and Trunks fusing.
Oh, Dragon Ball Super has how many years now advanced in it? Like, yo, why is Goten and Trunks still little kids? Holy cow. Dragon Ball Super Superhero reveals new look at teen Gotenks. As the fans of the Dragon Ball series know, the result of an unsuccessful fusion dance will create a skinny or overweight version of the desired character, so it's no surprise to see that Goten and Trunks aren't able to pull off the perfect version of the...
I'm getting a spam call.
Fusion dance, and taking a look at the image, it's like a little blurb. It says here, new promo artwork of fat teen Gotenks from Dragon Ball Super Superheroes. And again, you see them on the side, and then you see him in the middle, and a lot of fans called it. It was like, hey, their fingers are off.
Yeah, so like what he's saying is that like in the first promo arts that we got of Goten and Trunks, in an older version, they were doing the fusion dance, and their fingers were off. Now, if you guys have watched Dragon Ball, the Buu Saga, and the fusion dances, if you were off... Power levels aren't the same, and your fingers in the dance are not synced together correctly, you're not going to work. So you get this fat Gotenks. Now it's the first promo art of a fusion that we got. Like I said, I hope they do it right. They kind of bring, like, there's a lot of, like, I felt like this is going to be a redemption arc. Not like a redemption arc, but it's going to be like the, hey, these characters are also still here. Like, Piccolo's always badass. He's very wise and will always sit there, but he hasn't really done a lot of crazy power-ups. And the last time we saw him do something crazy was in the Tournament of Power where he was fighting the other Namekians and he had to dig deep into Kami and stuff like that. That was the last time, I think, personally, what I remember, we saw Piccolo do some really crazy action. So hopefully this movie kind of brings that, and Gohan, maybe a new form. Hopefully Piccolo gets a new form. And we'll see a futurized Goten and Trunks fusion. So I'm really... really, really excited for that. And then one other rumor that I did see about the Dragon Ball Super Superhero movie. We haven't gotten a confirmed villain yet. Like, we know it's the Red Ribbon Army. There's androids. Now, if with Dragon Ball, like, the series is done for these movies, villain-wise. Mora, like I said, we'll break it down. Mora is like an original villain. But for Battle Gods, we got a new villain for Beerus, but he's played a big part in the story. Then they brought back Frieza, they brought back Broly, and then even sprinkled in the series, you know, they brought back Future Trunks, and a lot of these, like, and they brought back some characters from Dragon Ball, like Garlic and Pilaf, and like those characters, they brought back from that, so they're kind of reusing characters. There's a couple images coming, going around that was going to be Raditz, that they're going to make him an android. Cell can make his way back into it. Not opposed to it. Raditz would be crazy because I feel like watching Dragon Ball GT, they really tapped in, especially with Super Saiyan 4, they tapped into Saiyan culture. And I feel like, you know, at the beginning of Dragon Ball Z, it was like, cool, Raditz is here. Goku's trying to figure out who he was. He didn't give a fuck about it. But now that Goku's a little bit older and wiser, maybe he's willing to want to learn. He sees Raditz as an android, but he's still got, I don't know. I'm talking wild now, but it's like, and that's also playing in the Mora arc where like they're tapping into those Saiyan roots. That's going to help Goku go to Ultra Instinct. I don't know who the villain could be. Hopefully it's like, do I want an original villain? Yes. But also I know how the fandom is. They just want to see something like, if you're going to write a new villain, he better be fucking good. It's like, why not just rehash a villain that we have already? So it's like, we don't have to write this huge, crazy backstory. I don't know. I'm excited about it, and I think it's going to be great. Yeah, okay, so wrapping... Well, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up really soon, like I said. I hope if you guys made it this far, you guys are awesome. I'm going to definitely... Tom has got me back on a train. Tom is... Like, Tom from that Toonami little thing I played in the beginning is really, like... We're doing it, man. We're doing it, and you know, like I said, this is fun. I really hope we start filming some more. A lot of new anime stuff. I know Abe's been sick. I know Jay was sick for a little bit. Reed's just put out a new album that he's finally not his album, but he's been working on this album with an artist for the longest time, and it's finally out. So I'll just get really busy. But like I said, if you're a creative out there and you struggle with trying to find something that you're trying to struggle to find, like, the time. Not the time. Like, there's always time. I fucking sound like Gary Vee. It's like, there's always fucking time to do it. You know? You just have got to do it. And as I said, you just gotta fucking do it. But, you know, we do this in every episode. And I'll do it by myself on this one, if you guys remember. you gotta go out there and chase your fucking dreams, bro. Chase your fucking dreams. Find the one piece. Find it with your friends. And the one piece, it could just be your drive to do anything. Fucking find what makes you happy and be consistent with it. That's the one thing I want everyone to take away from this. Be consistent with what you love to do. If it's your 9-to-5 job and you fucking gotta get that goddamn Excel report sheet fucking out, you will fucking do it. If you fucking like going home, mowing the lawn, you fucking mow the lawn. You do whatever you gotta do. But if you are passionate about something, be fucking consistent about it. That is the one thing I want anyone to take away from the Anime Boys podcast. Be fucking consistent with what you love to do. I was on a train a couple episodes ago about new animes that I have been watching, and I've been watching two new animes, which I really want to talk about. I don't know if anyone remembers my take on isekais. You gotta love to hate them, and I'm kind of on the hater side of it. I don't like it. There's just a lot of stuff that I don't like about it. But Skeleton Knight in Another World is a new anime I've been watching, and I gotta say, it is fucking hilarious. The animation is great. It's like, have you seen Goblin Slayer? And I don't know who's done this. I haven't done the research about, like, company-wise that worked on this. It looks like the same people that worked on Goblin Slayer. It's funny. It's pretty much, we haven't gotten a backstory of this, but he just fucking wakes up, and he's this knight in this world that, like, you know, you can set up support gear, like you have to buy new gear to do quests and earn money. But his character is pretty much this holy knight with these, like, priest powers, sword, everything. But his avatar is like a skeleton, and he's propped into this world, and he's got to go, you know, figure out, join a guild to make money to do stuff like that. But it's like his character's already OP'd powered because of what he already set it up in the game. What he was playing, he said he fell asleep and he woke up in this world. It's fun. And like I said, it's gory, not on the gory side like Goblin Slayer was, but it's on the gory side of, like, it's just the right amount. Like, just the right amount. Another one I've been really watching is Spy X Family, and I'm seeing a lot of videos on this. There are a lot of controversy with this one because of some of the sexualization of some characters. I don't believe in it as much as, like, what I'm seeing online, but the writing is great. It's got, like, this catch me if you can kind of style vibe. There was another show on Netflix that me and Reed used to watch, and if anyone remembers what it is, let me know. But it's got that spy. It's pretty much, there's a lot of political shit going on. We have our spy that's trying to break it down, but he needs a family. He hires this girl, like, finds her in an orphanage, but she can read minds, but she doesn't want to tell him because she just wants a family. He ends up trying to find a wife so they can get the girl into the school that the politician's son is working at. And he finds, like, a girl, but she's also a spy, so they don't tell each other. So it's got this whole, like, sounds like a, whatever Angelina Jolie and fucking Brad Pitt, whatever that movie, whatever movie that was, it's kind of like the same thing. So I know it's probably a really bad explanation of it, and I'll probably break it down with Abe and Jay because I feel like they've watched it already. But yeah, definitely those two. So Skeleton Knight in Another World and Spy X Family, probably doing more breakdowns of those in the future because those are two animes that I'll probably finish. But I just want to say thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Anime Boys podcast. I was definitely by myself this time around, but so we're trying to be more consistent and just fucking do it. Do what you love. And we're going to be out here. I have a plan for filming. I got a plan. We're going to be getting on YouTube, getting on TikTok. It should be fun. But we will see you guys next week. Go send Abe some love. He's got some issues with medical stuff, but we love him to fucking death. Go show Jay some love. Go to Reed's page and say, fuck you, Reed, we love you. And go to Rose's page and say that Boruto sucks at the moment.